Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
My, we're blessed one more time to come before you. God has given us an opportunity to share with you through Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. The question you asked is, why should I check you out when you're talking about our neighborhood? Because this is a grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. So we're going to start at the level that we can focus on what you can make a difference at. And this is what we're trying to do. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. Really excited about coming before you. I see our internet is going in and out, but we will continue to provide you with the greatest opportunity. Now, we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell, your telephone. I'll ask for your location, and then you can chat with Dr. Lowe, and we talk about issues, particularly the series we're on now. The series we're focusing on is Battling for Our Boys Future Part 3. Now, you can also communicate with us through email. That's WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, @gmail.com. Say it again, and I forgot the 22. Make sure I say the 22. WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, with the number 22, because that's the year we was able to kind of get out that email up going @gmail.com. You also can tweet the show at WBSW Radio, along with @Zeta Phi Sigma_10 and @LorenzaDSmith15. We give away to Dr. Edwards, is Ashley Edwards, 2522. Thank you so much, Dr. Edwards, for taking time to join us so far. It's good that we are able to get our Instagrams up, and they're up and running, but our Facebook is having a little challenge, but that's all right. We're going to keep on grinding. Now, if you want to check us out on Facebook, you can. That's facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. Along with Instagram, we have 2 channels operating today. We have truly awesome opportunity to be broadcast on President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10 as the other Instagram channel. Earlier, we was using YouTube. We kind of be the promo to get us started up, so you can check us out on YouTube. We're so glad to have that opportunity to broadcast. We also have our on-demand opportunities. If you want to go back and check our shows out, you can just you can use Facebook, because you can just go back and you can tune in on the show when it's being played on Facebook, on Instagram, along with Twitter, with LinkedIn, Tumblr, as well as YouTube television, the Smith Way production. So I'm truly excited about the opportunity we have today. God has blessed us one more time. It's amazing as I read my scriptures in the morning, it always takes me back to the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. So you have to remember, it's so important that you understand God is guiding what we're doing here. I always tell you about in 2017 when we actually had our first show, but God had locked me down in the green pasture, which was he locked me down in my bed. And he gave me this vision to go and do something to make a difference. He said, you want to broadcast. You want to share the knowledge you may have in your experience. And this is what you need to do. So we started off with one show, and it was focused on real sports talk. And it was being broadcast, and my producer was down in Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, and I was living in that area as well. And we was able to produce our first show on September 27, 2017. Coming up in September 27, 2023, it'd be 6 years. So you see how God answer your prayers. God will bless you with what he thinks you can handle. So don't get caught up thinking that you're out there all alone. If you may not be a true believer, he believes in you because you are his creation. And he's going to continue to bless you, whether you able to receive it or not. But to be able to wake up every morning. I have a fraternity brother that when I call and talk with him, I say, how are you doing today? He said, I'm blessed because I woke up this morning. So what we want to do, we want to bless you with something hopefully will help you to move in the right direction. And what we're doing there, we want to share with you that we was able to add three more countries of listeners. Three more countries of listeners. We have the addition of Australia. So we have listeners in Australia now. Greece. We're excited about listeners in, you see how God is blessing. Now we have 36 countries of listeners. You see how the word is getting out. We thank the Lord for this. We also want to be able to give back to you. We want you to register for our WBSW radio giveaway. What you need to do is send us your name along with a means of transaction. The four that we're using, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. If you have one of those, send your name. You can email it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Or if you're on here, we want you to be interactive. I see my son is joining us. Thank you, son, so much. He's my youngest son. I'm glad he's joining us. He's joining us on Facebook. Type in your comments along with your name so I can give you the shout out like you deserve because you're taking time to be a part of battling for our boy's future, part three. And we have many more parts, many more series of this, and we're going to continue to talk about this. We want to give a shout out to our winner of our last raffle, which was the so-called combination of December in a year and coming to a new year, January. And we want to congratulate Miss Peggy Grant for winning WBSW Radio Giveaway Day 5-night hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico. And we're going to give away the major trip again in the summer. But we're going to give away some other trips that throughout the rest of this quarter of the year, we're going to give away something to Orlando. Well, it's 3 nights, and we take care of the hotel. You have to take care of the other means of getting there and your other amenities. So we're willing to give back. We're also going to have gift cards. We're going to have food vouchers. Gas vouchers. You know, we pull your name and tell you, you know, you say where you get gas. And if you're locally, we'll meet you at whatever service station or whatever convenience store to have a gas set up and we'll fill your car up. If you, for the voucher for the food, we'll make sure we get it to you. If we don't meet you, we'll get it to you. Gift cards. We're making sure we give away and we give a love offering. Expect something this month from WBSW Radio. If you sent your name in with a means of transaction, you will receive a love offering. See, God is blessing us. And our sponsors, let me give a shout out to the sponsors. Our sponsors are that LLC, Mr. William Scott out of Selma and Montgomery, the number for his consulting firm that works with government agencies and he works with organizations. He do a training of leaders and managerial staff. And the number is 334-320-3000. 5438. That's Mr. William Scott. Shout out to L&A Lawn Service, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. We give a shout out and more of this, a shout out, Mr. Tony Stallworth. He just had surgery last week. Talked with him 2 days ago, and he says doing well. He's moving forward. See, God is good, working on it. And if you want your lawn manicured by one of the best experts in South Central Alabama, Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Incorporated Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama, for being a co-sponsor. And those individuals take part because Mr. Tony Stallworth is a member of the fraternity. He's the vice president, but he's also a team member here. He's on our sports network. He's our high school expert. Thank you, Brother Tony Stallworth, for playing a part, not only just giving back and help sponsoring our trips and giving back through the team, just being able to be a part of this. Your time is valuable. And we're so thankful, and we're being blessed to be volunteer your time. Also, I'll give a shout out to the team members of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one because they give back as well. They're out driving and pushing and grinding, trying to find our giveaway prizes and objects that we give away, those tangible things that we've given away individuals. So we're going to give a shout out to them as well. We have 11 shows now. We're excited. We have one tonight at 7 o'clock, the Dr. Lowe Show, which is a real relationship talk show with no filters, at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Let's get started with our series for today, Battling for Our Boys' Future. It concerns me because as I talked in the last two series, I wanted to set it up on what exactly how you can identify your role as a parent. And both parents are pillars, regardless are you in the home or not. You are a pillar to your sons and daughters. But we're particularly focusing on boys because we want to have productive citizens coming from being boys to being grown men so they can be available for the gender of our females to continue with our cultural and our family. See, we got to have both of them together to continue to allow our cultural and our families and our population to grow. Now, I want everybody to keep in mind, this is going to be another show that It determines that whether I know we have independent, awesome-minded young ladies, but we want to build our men to be the same way. We want them to be where they're able to get out and provide and protect. No matter what happened 10 years ago, it's from this day forward what you're going to do to be a provider, I'm talking about to the men, and protector, and the one that cares. The one that is nurturing, a man can be nurturing too in his own way. We need to make sure that we're there so we can help our sons or our boys to be productive men. So let's look at what we're dealing with raising boys in the 21st century. It's important that we take time to discuss how to help our boys become open-hearted, kind, and strong men. Let's look at open-hearted. I want you to understand that we operate truly where our Lord and Savior smiles down on us every day is based on our heart and our soul. He knows our heart and soul. He might not know your mind, but he knows your heart and your soul. And it's not something that can just flip on and flip off. So we got to teach our boys to have an open heart. We have to teach them to be kind. See, these are some things that a man have to have. If you don't have an open heart, and if you're not kind, patient, loving, caring, then you are not going to be in a position to be a strong man. And I'm not talking about physically strong. All of your well-beings must be in order, meaning that your emotional well-being must be in some kind of mature state. Your physical well-being must be in some type of mature state. Your mental well-being must be in some mature state. Your financial well-being must be in a mature state. Your spiritual well-being must be in a mature state. So let's truly look at how we can prepare our boys, because see, I know some people that are viewing understand that you may have a son. He's a teenager. He needs to have a role model. Yes, you are. If you're the mother, you're a pillar. Everything you do is key, but as a father, you're also a pillar. And I always tell people, they say, well, his father's not in it. It's like, that's something I don't like to get into because I don't know why. And everybody, you know, has their story, then you have in the middle. And the understanding we got to have is regardless whether he's close, near, or far, we got to understand that it's important because he's a pillar in that young man's life. If God bless him to be still on this earth, the father, you have to find a way to co-parent. He needs his father. No one can replace his father. Because there's a seed that was planted, which is the father's seed, and you carried that seed as a mother, and now this young man is out there and wants to connect with his father. So you have to keep that in mind. You have to keep, you got to co-parent with that young man. You have to make sure that young man experience a father. Because by having a father around, you have you can raise this son to decide what direction they want to go when they become a man. See, what we have to do if we want to raise boys in the 21st century, we have to sit down and realize we got to help our boys become open-hearted, kind, patient, and strong men. First of all, you need to allow them to compete. Life is all about competition. But you have to teach them to compete in a fair manner. Teach them, say, the purpose of me competing is I'm trying to get to this outcome, not a probable outcome. I'm sorry, not a possibility outcome, but a probable outcome. That's what we have to teach our boys to understand. It's all right to compete. If you're competing in a field of athletics, and there's a governing body, they have what they call sportsmanship. That's to keep the game fair. He still can compete at the highest level, but to keep the game fair. So you teach him that it's fine, son, for you to compete, but you must follow the rules that are in place. The rules to keep the game of faith, of good faith, of sportsmanship. The next thing is teaching him to be responsible. A grown man, and I always compare an overgrown boy, a grown male to a grown man. See, an overgrown boy, a grown male is going to blame everybody else. A grown man takes his responsibility. So that's why Our sons have to see their fathers accept the responsibility of what they have done. Good, bad, or indifferent. We have to teach them to be responsible. Be responsible for your action. If you want a positive outcome, you must be willing to be responsible for what you're doing. Look at the challenges. And if there's problems come out of those challenges, be solution oriented. A cup on it. Putting where this is where I want to be. Your outcome is important. Being responsible. Exploring our passion. Every one of us have a passion. We do. Sometimes we give up on it. And sometimes we pursue. Let them explore their passion. Their passion, like every parent seems to think, especially in the South, is football. Yes, you have to have a passion for football, but that might not be your son's passion. That might not be your nephew's passion. We want to live our lives through our children. Football might not be. So expose him to other things so he can decide his passion. You can't live your life through him. You can live the life that God bless you with. Make sure it's positive so the examples he sees is positive, not negative. Shout out to the Sigma Chesterfield 1914, the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, for joining us. Thank you so much. The next thing that's so important, doing dirty work. See, we all have to do the job that we might not like to do. But to be successful, you have to do the job nobody else wants to do. And that's doing things to make sure your son is in the right position, not assuming. And sometimes that work is just communicating with your son. Teach your son or the boys you're around to be effective communicators. We have to be able to understand that you have to listen first before you start talking. Too many times since my career was in public education for 36.1 years, I can tell you, I saw kids as young as 6, 7, 8 years old that talked and just never listened. They hadn't been taught. Listening is a skill. And you have to teach your son and the boys, if you want to grab hold of this future for them, is how to work and use your listening skills. The dirty work. That's the hard work. Work nobody else want to do. We're in a time when people more or less operate in the gray. Whether they get it or not, it's fine with them. You have to do the thing to show him that you might have to go out there. If something happens, you might have to dig it. Do manual labor. The work nobody else want to do, but it's for you showing him that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to see you survive, my son. I'm going to do whatever because I want you to have an awesome future, a productive future. Facing their fears. We all have fears. And I think everybody needs to take time and assess themselves and see what your fear is. Some people have the fear of failure. They got the fear, if they even get in a relationship, that this person's not going to treat them right. It's a fear. You have a thing I share on my shows, I call it fast. F-A-S-T. People in their life have fears. Anxiety. Scarcity. And eventually trauma. These are the things you deal with that push you in a position where you can't deal with the things that happen. If you have a fear of confrontation, you know, I was researching because I was observing some people all the time, and it's not about a cultural, it's just I hear people say this and I've observed them. You know, they may just all of a sudden just be walking and walk by you and walk in front of you or something. I'm a mistake. Are you standing there? You're not moving at all. And then the person says, sorry. But they said sorry so much. And you know the reason why they said they fear that's a mechanism to avoid confrontation. I believe in, truly, I want y'all to understand, I believe in, if I'm apologizing, I got to say, I am, you know, I'm sorry. I want to apologize to you for what I did. Not just say the word and keep it moving. That is just a mechanism to avoid confrontation. Fear, you fear confrontation. Teach our boys that they all be able to communicate. Let me give a shout out to Shocker Blue Five, member of Valley C. I'm saying Zeta Phi Beta to go ahead and incorporate it. A shout to Christy _ Bitcoin Trader 37. Thank you for joining us. It's good to have you on, all of you all who are taking time to be a part of this. The next thing is, let them be heroic. Let them be heroic. Let them be heroes. You talking about because the child did not score 20 points, he still played a role in this basketball game, this football game. Sometimes we focus on those individuals who excel at a high level. They pat all of them on the back. And I know through education I saw that if it was an outstanding athlete in a community, a lot of times they're heroes or heroic, everything they do, their action is heroic. We're going to recognize them. The newspaper going to recognize them. But do we realize an offensive line back can't score all the touchdowns without an offensive line? Offensive running back cannot score all the touchdowns without receivers. An offensive running back cannot score all the touchdowns without quarterback. See, all that comes, so all of them are heroic. So you got to let them know their job is a heroic effort. And it needs to be recognized. I'm asking you that your son and your boys put God first. Regardless of how the numbers have dropped, where at one time our belief and our Christian population was up to 88%. It had dropped down to 81%. And you know about our community. They always said in the black community, you can find a church on every corner. A lot of times in our biggest city, the mega church have almost destroyed the idea of having the church on the corner anymore. Allow him, expose him to knowing that you put God first. It should be God, family, work, community. That's what it is. Why the other cultures in particular, you hear them say it over the same speech. God, family. Say those two first. And make sure you understand. It is order. You have to follow that order. Teach your son God is first. We want you to be a part of the show, each and every one of you all that's on Facebook or Instagram. You can type in your comments. I'd like to hear what you have to say in regards to raising boys in the 21st century. Truly, I need to get some response for you. But if not, you want to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location that you can chat with Dr. Lowe as he talks about battling for our boys' future. Part 3, which is part of our series. The next thing we want to focus on, how do you I raise my son to be a good man. How do we do it? To think about it. If you want to comment, how? Just give me one thing that you do to put your son in a position so he could be a good man, an honorable man. One thing. I'm going to run down a list of them so you can kind of put it in your mind and understand where we're going. Do you want to teach your son what you believe to be important in life? See, you are raising your son to be a good man or honorable man. What you believe, if you believe in opening the doors, chivalry is not there. Open the doors, making sure they have a seat, providing, respectful. You're teaching that. That's important to life. It not only applies to your inner circle, it applies everywhere you go. We want him to be productive citizens. We want these boys to be protected men in the future. That's the purpose of this, battling for our boys' future. And you can't battle if you don't put the work in. And it starts not when they get to be a teenager or when they become a man. We have failed them if we're waiting until they become teenager or become a man. Starts when they're in the younger years, when they're 4 or 5, they need to see what's important. So I mean, you got to be around. Find a way to be around. Set house standards. Set house standards for your son. Whatever, academic, athletic, you can set the high standards. But you got to put them in a position so they can successfully meet those standards. If you know your son is not doing well academically, you have to go with the day and time and get your tutor for your son. If you want him to excel at a high level in the athletic field, you have to expose him to a little extra work. And that could be a trainer. If these things you want, set the high standard. Set the standards as simple to being successful in life would be respect is number one, son. That you must follow, son. You must respect others so they can respect you. Encourage him to study the lives of great men. Y'all want to give a shout out because this is Black History Month. And what I normally do during Black History Month, which I'm still going to do, I call upon, through research, some of my founders, my revered individuals in my fraternity. And some people be surprised when they hear some of the names of individuals. And I'm going to give a shout out during Black History Month to this young man. And I say young man, and he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, but he has transitioned on. That's Dr. Thomas W. Turner, civil rights activist, biologist, and educator. He was out during the civil rights movement, pushing forth to make sure Dr. Thomas W. Turner, Black history historian, being represented through our show today. The next thing, as we move forth to get our, prepare our young men to be honorable men or honorable sons, we need to teach your son or the boys you encounter, he doesn't have to be ashamed of being a male. Be proud of who he is. Don't have to be ashamed. You know, we're in a kind of a time frame where I always get pushed back on this, because I always say, you know, we, you know, girls rock, but boys rock too. We got to grow our girls and boys so when they become adults, they can have mates. We have to do it. I like to hear that. But we have to do both. And if 80%, as it said, 80% of our homes are led by, our single family homes are led by females, it's important that females, you got to work to do and work too. You can't teach, if you have a daughter and a son, teach your daughter that you got to be tough, you got to be hard, you got to go out and do this, you got to be independent, you got to do all this, and then don't teach your son to do it. Don't call him. Just give the same lesson to him too. May tell him some of you. You may not like it, but it's okay. Teach him manners. Or even better, chivalry. I was hearing on the last week's show about, I was going in one of the Circle K's, and a guy was coming out. He noticed that was a lady coming to the door. He stopped. He turned around. He held the door. He didn't know the lady from anybody else. But in the process, another lady came out as well. But I'm saying that's chivalry. It's not dead. We have to teach our boys to do that. Teach them as a provider and protector. Is that a protector is that you protect your family. Something as simple as you getting out the car, going into Walmart. If you park to the right, your family should be to the right of you. I tell you what, do an observation of, and I like to hear of a Hispanic. See how they do when they come in there. When they're walking in the door, they make, if it's a male with them, because most of the time they go shopping, the whole family goes shopping. If you notice that. It's always going to be on a sense of the side that we call protector. That's the first thing as a man you got to understand. You are a protector. You might not be the greatest provider, but you have to keep in mind you have to provide too as well for your family. They look for you to do that. If there's a situation where no male in there doing that, then that's a disadvantage for your boys and your girls. They need to see someone working in that manner, provided, protected, respectful, loving, caring. These are the things we're trying to teach our boys. And once they see that, they can mirror what they see. Charles Barkley always said, I'm not your role model. Basketball player is not. He kind of stepped back when I stayed weak while I was reading the article. But he was saying, individual wasn't my role model. I looked up to the pastor. He grew up, you remember, if you know the story, he grew up with his grandmother and his mother in the same house. They didn't have a father that was present. He said, the minister, my teacher, my coach, my doctor. He talks about the people we see every day. Teach our sons that role models are not LeBron James. You can never get close to being in the same shoes, but you can have an opportunity to be the teacher you see in school, the doctor you see in your community, the lawyer you see in the courtroom, an opportunity to be the mechanic, the opportunity to be the HVAC person, the roofer, carpentry, the accountant, the business administration, the marketing. You got that opportunity. So let's teach our young people what they need to be successful. Teach them manners and teach them how by showing example. If you don't have an opportunity with someone in your home that has that, take them places where they can see it's operating. What's wrong with that? I'm not talking about you have to bring somebody in your home to see. You can take them places they can see that. When you get your car fixed, you're able to carry your son, you have to say, okay, that man fixed cars. He's been trained. So he's a role model. Because he's working hard. He's providing, he's protecting. We have to get down to the real nitty-gritty of saving our boys, having a future for them. I truly want you to make sure you're registered for our giveaway, WBSW Radio, the internet station number one giveaway. Make sure you send your name along with a means of transaction. We're accepting Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let's move forward. We got about 18 minutes to kind of conclude this. We want to look at truly an opportunity at what fathers, in essence, what should fathers teach their son? Got an opportunity to type in the comments. I like to type in something. Let me know. What you think a father should teach their son? It's not a right or wrong answer here. Because if that's what you believe, I must trust in your belief. Because you're the one teaching your sons or teaching the boys in your family. You might even be a coach. You know, whatever it is, you're teaching them. So we want to look at things that every father must teach their son. Teach them to be a gentleman. Teach them to be a gentleman. First of all, firm handshake. Combined with looking the other person in the eye carries with it respect, dignity, and strength. I want to say this again. You can write it down. You want him to be a gentleman. A firm handshake combined with looking the other person in the eyes carries with it respect, dignity, and strength. That's what we want to be able to teach our sons. Father, you have a major role. You are a pillar in society. We have to step our game up. We all going to make choices. Might not be the best choice, but don't let those choices dictate the rest of your life. You got an opportunity to work with your son, with the boys in your family, so they can be productive men. Take that opportunity. They learn from seeing. Children are the most observant people on this planet. The most observant, because they watch everything you do. In their mind, I might want to be like that person right there. So do the right thing. Do the right thing. Next is so important. Honor your father and mother. See, you want to teach him to honor his father and his mother. They're still pillars, even they're not in the home. You still, no matter how upset you are with that father. I always tell people, I want you to remember one thing. That father, or like some people, that man you chose. You chose the good, bad, and indifferent. Teach him to honor his father and mother. His days will be long. Teach him to respect women. If you're disrespecting women, he see you do that, he's going to do the same thing because he thinks that's the way it is. Teach him to respect women. As a boy, respect girls. Be a man of integrity. People can count on you to do and stand by what you're saying. In a healthy relationship, two of the things that always get people is truth and honesty. Leads to integrity. If you're not being honest and I can't trust you, I don't see you with any integrity. take responsibility. We said that earlier. It's important that we teach our, a father teach his son to take responsibility for his actions. If you're running around the house and you fell and broke the coffee table, even though you try to tape it up or glue it up, take responsibility. Show your son, because we did things when we was younger and sometimes we tried to hide it and it's never hidden from the adults in the room. Teach him to take responsibility for his actions. Work hard. Remember I was talking about that order that being got out of order. Order is God, family, work, and community. Whenever you start putting something down here more important than either one of them, you're out of order. Teach our sons to be in order. If you put money ahead of everything we just said, God, family, work, and community, you're out of order. For God knows how much money you will make because it's part of his plan. Follow the plan, even though you don't know what the plan is. It's a righteous plan that God has for you. So follow the plan. Talk to your sons about it. When we're talking about putting God first, talk to them. Talk to the boys about we got to put God first. Because he got us. No matter if you got something fighting inside of you saying he don't, just think about you waking up every morning. It ain't by man. It's by the grace of God that he wakes you up every morning. Truly, teach him responsibility. Teach him, again, to work hard. You're responsible for the work you produce. See how it comes hand in hand? But you got to work hard. My dad always said, the amount of work determines what kind of man you will be. If you do minimum amount of work, you minimize yourself as a man. If you do maximum good, hard work, everybody see that and know what kind of man you are. Whenever you see someone say, that's a good man, you work hard. Because they ain't seen the evidence of his work. His outcome is pleasant to their eyes. Love others. See, you got to love others. Love family members. Put your family first. First of all, you have to love yourself. Do you love yourself? To have a healthy relationship, if we're going to teach our boys to have healthy relationships, have marriages and have all that, they got to love themselves first. The reflection in that mirror tells exactly how much love you have for yourself. If you go get out of the tub and walk in front of the mirror and you say, I like what I see, you love yourself. But if you walk by the mirror, oh, I got to get this done, this, it's something not right with that. Yes, I'm taking it to that point where you have to actually get in the mirror and look at yourself and see that reflection and say, I love what I see. I'm not going to get another one. I don't care how much exercise that you do, how much surgery you have. You know, the one thing that is undefeated, is death. And death. But something else is that time, no matter how much work you do, will bring down the work you've done. Like, you want to get implants to make it sit up, gravity pulls it down. You want to get a tightening of your wrinkles and your face so you can look younger, time will take charge of that too, bring it down. That's just the way it works. The but you got to love yourself so you can be capable of loving others. We have a thing that has been said on our show on Wednesday night, Tell the Truth, prime time with our host with the most, Ms. Lisa Levine. She always said, how can you be in a healthy relationship with somebody if you're in a toxic relationship with yourself? Can't love nobody else till you love yourself. And have a healthy relationship. Love God, so important. We've got a few minutes to go here, but you still have an opportunity to call in 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get your line identified in the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Slow as he talks about battling for our boys' future, part 3 in our series. I wanted to go back to something I'm going to go through quickly about how we raise a boy to be a respectful boy. One of the things, value your kids' choices. See, that's where we make a mistake. We don't value the choices they make. Speak politely. Give boys a voice in decision making. And I always told my teachers where I was the principal or director, I always tell them, these children need to have a part of the decision process, whether it's through discipline, a discipline plan, rules and regulations. We have general rules, but in your classroom, you got to let them play a part. When they buy in, they'll make sure everybody else, they'll hold each other accountable. So let them have a voice. Resolve conflict thoughtfully. One of the most dangerous things to come into play in a healthy relationship, you know, you can find out about people, is conflict. Whenever conflict arises, if you're not doing thoughtful resolution, that can go way off the reservation. So teach our boys to resolve conflict thoughtfully. I have this thing that I always use as a principal when I had a fight in my school and they bring the students down. I always sit them out in the area. Then I call them to my office. It's a reason I let them sit out in that area. Can anybody think about what you would reason why they would think of? Why would they sit out in that area? One of the key things for them sitting out in that area is my 8-second rule. They're going to come up with a solution that best fit them for the conflict that just they was involved with. But they have 8 seconds or longer to think about it. When they come to my office, I set them down right beside each other. See how old they are. I said, first of all, this is my office. You're going to act according to the rules that's here. But I want you to take about 8 seconds to think about what happened and you tell me your story. And then we're going to agree on one more thing. There's only going to be one of you talking at a time. See, that's setting the perimeter to deal with the conflict. That's able to resolve it because they're not talking at the same time. Because when I always ask, who's going to go first? I go first. They calm down now. They want to tell their story because they want to tell the story. Like they say, you got your story, you got the other person's story, and then you got the middle. I'm the one in the middle. You're the one in the middle. So teach your son to resolve conflict thoughtfully. Fighting is not resolving conflict thoughtfully. Because if you think about the consequences, tell your son or your daughter, fighting is not the solution. Too many things can happen to you that is always good. Thoughtfully. Give your full attention. See, some people think it's all about them sometimes. We're talking about raising a respectful boy. Give him your full attention. I remember a couple years ago, a young lady calling about their son. He was in his school, private school. And they got a call from the assistant principal, and they needed to go over there because he had a little shoulder bumping. And she said, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to wear his tail out. And you know what I told him? No, I don't do that. First of all, when you go there, literally ask him what happened. I know other adults going to tell you, but the children have a right because it's called due process. We got to give our children due process. Let them share in the matter. That's one of the things I always require. Okay, what happened? You got an opportunity to write down what happened. Sign your name and date. That's due process. If you say that I don't want to talk about it, you write that down. I don't want to talk about it, sign and then date. It's due process. That's why we said we have to make sure we give him the full attention, and each one of the statements deserve full attention. Your son deserves full attention. Teach kids deep manners. Teach them deep manners. You know you are not just blurting out things through action, call some type of ingestion, like belching. You just don't do that. Or you sit there and children do this, pass gas, and just giggle and laugh. Manners. You got to have manners. Teach them. Hold them accountable. Give a shout out to Michael Williams. Truly, that's my son's uncle. Thank you, Michael, for joining us. Truly, it's a pleasure to have the kin folks right here on top of each other right here. Thank you on Facebook. Let's remember, cultivate curiosity. Children are curious about things. Let's cultivate it. Cultivate just like planting and putting, you know, fertilizer on it and putting water. Cultivate their curiosity. Next thing is practice positive gospels. See, people are gossiping. Practice positive. Don't put words out on people when you're not true. Keep it, but if someone say, I did this, and you get clearance to repeat, you can repeat that, but don't go out there and change the people's story so it sounds good. Practice positive. And the next thing I want us to focus on, because we got series 4 coming up, which is part 4. We're going to talk about how to raise your son to become a great husband. We're going to focus on now, once we're raising our boys, to be great husbands, because we need it to continue our culture. People, please look at the data from the U.S. Census, if you want to go specifically blackdemographic.com, black stat by black people, and see how our population is still at the percentage in this country it was 30 years ago. Every other culture is around 50%, or they're growing. Like Hispanics are up to 27%. We're still at the 14-17 Families are important. Teach our young people that they are and will be a great husband. We're saving our boys. We're getting ready for the future, and that's what it's all about. It's been awesome coming for you. I want you to check us out tonight on the Dr. Lowe's show, the Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters at 7 o'clock p.m., and we're going to have an awesome topic that we're going to truly focus on. And I want us to understand that it's so important that we focus on different topics. And it is relationship and marriage on life support. Wise relationships, wise marriage on life support. We're going to talk about it tonight. So join us at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. It's going to be awesome. We're going to talk about relationship and marriage and why it's on life support. Just making it through. We wanted to do better than that for our culture, for our families to grow. You have to look at marriage and relationship. We always say we date to marry to date. We're talking about that tonight. It's been awesome coming before you. I want to thank each and every one of those individuals joining us on Instagram as well as Facebook. Thank you so much for taking time. Come on back tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. I look to see you because truly, truly, I love each and every one of you. We're, again, so excited to have three additional countries added. That's 36 countries that are just listeners and watchers of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one because truly, we don't mind sharing our love with you. It's from our hearts, truly from our hearts. Come in. See, I love each and every one of you all. Truly, I love you all. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag one life matter. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. The four is love. Hashtag we got this. It's a mindset. Make it do what it do. Hashtag WBSW Internet Talk Radio, number 22. Hashtag 2017. We're excited. God is blessed again. So as we close out, I want you to have an awesome rest of the evening till 7 o'clock. Finish up your work, get you something to eat, and be ready to go at 7 o'clock on the central side, 8 o'clock on the eastern side, and 5 o'clock on the Pacific Coast side. So it's going to be awesome. We're still battling for the savior of our families. So relationship and marriages on life support. How can we get it off life support? Or do we need to declare it dead? That's the question. Have an awesome rest of the evening. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Low Show. We're excited about having you here. And truly, as we close out, I want to just kind of share with you, I feel that we got to begin to love each other and not afraid of telling each other that we love them, because it truly should be in our heart. So I want you to think about telling someone that you love them. And being willing to do whatever it takes to make sure we all are successful as a team. As I stroll to my board, that's what I'm doing now. And it's important that we keep in mind God has blessed us one more time. And we deserve to give each other a hand clap. The hand clap talks about and shares what we pop up, we'll
much together, and that separates us from the rest. Now we're approaching up on stormy weather. Let's see what our love is made of. I heard you were crying last night. Said I should have been by your side, yeah. storming weather.